In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. The gospel story this morning is captivating in many respects. Jesus walking on water through a stormy sea to the disciples who are sure they're about to sink with their boat. Then of Jesus telling Peter to come to him, walking on the water himself. There's a lot of content here to contemplate. And it immediately follows a huge and famous miracle, the feeding of the 5,000, which we heard about last week. And these stories are really big on drama, and they're hard to miss, and even non-Christians know these stories, and we have heard them 1,000 times. But have you ever noticed the two lines at the beginning of today's passage? It's like the quiet spot between the two big dramas, and it's so quiet, it's easy to miss. It just feels kind of like a transition, really, not a story. After the feeding of the 5,000, but before he walks on water, we read, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And then we're right on into the story of Jesus walking on water. Incidentally, this year, I have been in the midst of a very long-term prayer experiment. It pains me to admit that despite belonging to some Christian church for most of my life, and 18 years of that being Orthodox, I have never been good at prayer. Never. 46 years old and never learned how to pray. It's really humbling to say that. Not because in theory or on paper I had any problem with prayer or any skepticism about it. I just kind of couldn't grasp it. Why does it seem to work sometimes and not others? And wouldn't God prefer I do things rather than just talk to him about it? And also, if I put forth effort, I want an observable outcome. I want effects and I want data. When I run, I get faster. When I strength train, I get stronger. And when I pray, I have no idea what's happening. I have no idea whether I'm doing it right. But obviously, we see Jesus here and at other times praying. St. Paul tells us to pray ceaselessly, and St. Theophan the Recluse goes as far as to say, if you are not successful in your prayer, you will not be successful at anything, for prayer is the root of everything. So it sounds like I better not try to excuse myself from prayer, no matter how uncongenial it feels to me. So back in January, I decided to simply show up daily and see what happened. Showing up to work out daily is how your body gets stronger. Maybe it's how your soul gets stronger too. St. Ambrose of Optina tells us, if you do not feel like praying, you have to force yourself. The Holy Fathers say that prayer with force is higher than prayer unforced. You do not want to, but force yourself. The kingdom of heaven is taken by force. So if we drag our feet a little, at least we are in good company. Discipline builds gains in the gym. It looks like it works in prayer, too. What even is prayer? Metropolitan Callistos tells this story. There was an old man who used to spend several hours each day in church. What are you doing all that time? His friends inquired. I'm praying, he replied. Praying, they exclaimed. You must have a great many things to ask from God. With some warmth, the old man responded, I'm not asking God for anything. What are you doing then? They said. And he replied, I just sit and look at God, and God looks at me. Metropolitan Callisto says, prayer is not a request, but a relationship. And we can all think of instances in which prayers seem to bring about a desired outcome, and St. Paul tells us to bring our worries and requests to God. But even St. Paul's instruction doesn't suggest God is a genie that grants our wishes. We know from experience he doesn't work that way. Prayer is ineffable, God's timeline is eternal, and he does not operate according to our plans. That frustrates my desire to measure whether my prayer has worked. All I wanted was to be able to say I had run this experiment and had some robust empirical data to share. Prayer, it turns out, is not transactional. But transformative. And transformative spiritual experiences are hard to measure. But that doesn't mean there was no observable effect. St. Porphyrio says, prayer is like the sun. When it rises, everything is illumined. More than anything, this has been the data that my experiment produced. After 7 months of simply showing up, I have more clarity, more peace, more understanding of myself, more discipline to slow down and observe before acting. And for someone like me, who tends to shoot first and ask questions later, that's a miracle. I have read that prayer is a union with God that can't help but change us. As the people who live with me, I guarantee they like me better on days that I have been praying. These days, gratitude as a practice is trendy and supported by research. We now know it increases happiness, longevity, and resilience, and even improves sleep quality and reduces inflammation and stress. Prayer is a state of continual gratitude, says St. John of Kronstadt. This morning, we began our liturgy with the words, "Blessed is the kingdom," and we sang, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Metropolitan Callisto said that all prayer rightly done begins with gratitude. And would you believe I think my physical energy has actually increased? No one could be more shocked than I am because I'm getting up really early to do this. So I'm actually getting less sleep so that I have quiet before my family wakes up. It's before I'm really awake. It's before I've had coffee, before I have a brain, really. And I spend half an hour just trying to be open to God's presence and another half an hour reading some written prayers, which I appreciate borrowing some words from those prayers because I am not awake enough to string a coherent sentence together at that time. St. Paisios of Mount Athos says, "Don't seek to understand the words of your prayer, but pay attention to your heart, for the heart understands prayer, while you understand only words." Well, thank God for that, because honestly, at 5 a.m., I barely understand words. It turns out we don't have to be discouraged by that, and we apparently don't have to be good at prayer to benefit from it. It's humbling. I have been a Christian at least intermittently for 46 years without really ever testing the efficacy of prayer. But I bet I haven't set any world records there, and I bet I am not alone, which is why I thought talking about this today might be helpful to someone. And here's where I would really love to be able to offer you some data points and maybe a nice table that definitively proves that prayer is worth your time. But all I can say is that 7 months into this experiment, I am still showing up, and now it's no longer strictly out of self-discipline. Someone is waiting for me at 5 a.m. My days are better when I get there. My relationships are better. My choices are better. Enough to drag myself out of bed at 0 dark 30 before my family. And that is saying something. Amen.